This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In the battle over a possible second commercial airport for Metro Atlanta, a new round opened today. Paulding County Commission Chairman David Austin sent a letter to Delta Airlines CEO Richard Anderson, accusing Delta of organizing opposition to Paulding County's plan to offer commercial air service at its newly renamed Silver Comet Field. The commission itself has faced accusations from opponents that it approved the deal with New York-based Propeller Investments behind a veil of secrecy. Brett Smith is the managing director of Propeller Investments. In part two of our conversation, I asked him about the process by which Paulding County ratified the deal with his firm. The Paulding County vote, obviously that's a matter among the commissioners, certainly, but you had to be watching it very carefully. A lot of people felt there was a lot of secrecy surrounding that vote by the county commission, both to do the lease originally back in last fall and then to approve the bond issue just recently. Does the concern that people have that it was done in secret, does that concern you?
No, because we were very clear when we came here that everything had to be, and the county was too. I mean, I should clarify. We all knew that this would be looked at closely, and everything was done exactly by the letter of the law. Everything was done in open meetings. How do you get people to go to meetings at Paulding County Airport, you know, a year ago at 8 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the afternoon when they held them? I mean, it was, you know, things were taped. People knew what was going on.
When you say meetings, you're talking about the airport authority, not the county commission.
This was done through the airport authority. It was not done through the commission. So I actually didn't even know all the commissioners. It wasn't a commission decision. So I do find it interesting, though. You know, people talk about us, the secrecy around this, and then you see people filing lawsuits or, you know, try to prevent this growth, this smart growth. And yet, where's the motivation coming from that?
Where do you think it's coming from?
I think that it's fairly clear where it is coming from.
Do you think it's coming from the city of Atlanta and Delta?
Well, I think all you have to do is look at what was said in the newspaper the day after this was announced.
Mayor Reed and Delta Airlines saying, look, Hartsfield is the first class, busiest airport, brings in all its benefits. We're ensuring that Hartsfield retains its unique role as the world's leading passenger airport. We intend to focus our energy on expanding that campus and will not support Propeller Investments efforts to add commercial air service. Have you had a chance to talk to the mayor or to Hartsfield officials about that?
Well, we never asked for the support of the mayor, respectfully, or the city of Atlanta or their largest tenant. And I'm not sure why they're phrasing it that way. I mean, it's really about Paulding County. So I think if you translate that, they're saying that they're not allowed. They don't think. I mean, the question I'd ask is that they don't think Paulding County is allowed to grow, which I find a little bizarre. This will not affect Hartsfield, and they know that.
But why would you be surprised at Delta's opposition, though?
Well, I'm not surprised. I think that, you know, sometimes. I guess the only way I can frame it up is. It's somewhat like somebody, a child in a sandbox that has 100 toys and doesn't even want to give one away. It doesn't seem in line with, you know, look, the state of Georgia has been extremely generous to Delta. And yes, Delta is a very important part. And I shouldn't even, you know, Delta is a very important part of the city and of the state's economy. This will not affect Delta. So their reaction was surprising because, you know, to an area that's been so generous to them, I would think that they'd want to help to continue to allow it to grow.
Have you gotten any pushback from state lawmakers? You mentioned the state and supporting Delta. They certainly in recent years have given them a break on fuel taxes. Have you gotten any pushback from anybody at the state capitol?
You know, I've gotten a lot of positive reinforcement. I think the county has gotten a lot of positive reinforcement. Again, we're really the operator here. So we are not leading this effort. So I think you know.
But without you, there wouldn't have been the effort, do you think?
I think they would have found somebody else to do it. There are other companies that do what we do. and they could have easily done that.
Said they approached you.
They did. But they could, if we had said no, I'm sure they would have approached a different firm. The county, the leadership, see that they have this asset and they want to take advantage of it. Otherwise, they'll just sit there with cobwebs on it.
So you think this would have happened whether you were there or not?
Yeah, I don't think that I've come up with any, genius idea. I mean, other people have tried to do this here before, and they've, for one reason or another, their attempts have been foiled. I am persistent, but, had Paulding not come to us, I wouldn't be here today.
Back to the process at the commission for a minute. Do you know whether Airport Director Blake Swofford ever told Commissioner Town Pownall, whose district includes the airport, about the deal with you back in the fall? Because Pownall says he never knew anything about it.
So I guess the commissioner is saying that he voted in favor of adding very expensive infrastructure without knowing what it was for. If he votes in favor of, for example, adding fire and safety equipment, which can only be used for what we're trying to do here, he may want to spend more time reviewing what he's voting on.
So just to be clear, let's assume for the moment that what Commissioner Pownall says is true, that he didn't know about it. If, in fact, he didn't know anything about it, you did not have anything to do with that. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. I mean, I didn't know the local politics. When we first went there, I specifically said that we did not want to get involved in any political battles. We're a business, and we're here at your request. So these are your things to deal with. Again, though, this was not a commission decision, but Commissioner Pownall did vote in favor of almost everything that has been done there over the past year. So if he voted on something without knowing what he was voting on, then I don't know how responsible that is.
But you did not say either to the airport authority or to the commission, hey, guys, let's keep this on the quiet.
Absolutely not. What benefit would it be to that? I mean, on the other hand, we didn't run around and say, oh, we have to have a press conference. There was nothing to have a press conference about. There was nothing. I mean, until we are able to bring business into the county, that's when, I'd like to have a press conference to say, hey, we just brought in XYZ manufacturer, and they're, bringing 200, 300 jobs here. To me, that deserves a press conference.
So that would be your response, say, to neighbors who say, this was done kind of behind our backs?
Nothing was done behind anybody's back. If people choose not to go to these meetings and participate, then they can't. They really shouldn't be complaining. It's kind of like, if you're upset with who the president is or a senator is, but you didn't vote. I mean, it seems a little disingenuous. If you buy a home next to an airport, you've made that decision. You've consciously know that an airport is there. So it seems to be, how can you complain about it afterwards?
Well, and certainly you might say, well, I bought a home next to this airport as it exists. If it's going to get bigger in one way or another, that's something I would want to know about or I hadn't anticipated. Somebody might say that anyway.
Yeah, but that could happen anywhere. I mean, an airport is there to be used, right? I seriously doubt the federal government spent $50-plus million on something just for one or two flights a day. And I know that people – look, I value my quiet time too. But if I didn't want to live next to anything, I guess I'd be in Wyoming. But, this is Metro Atlanta, ninth largest metro area in the entire country. Anybody who bought a house there in the past 30 years – and you're talking about very limited – I mean, there's like very few homes near this airport whatsoever. They also knew that if they didn't know, they could have researched it. Everybody knows that there's 10,000 acres out there. Cited to be a second airport, or an airport for the city of Atlanta. So,
if all this happens the way you'd like it to, obviously you have to get people to and from the airport. Now, would you be involved in the infrastructure part of this, or would that be up to the county?
Our purview in all of this is the terminal and sort of some of the surrounding land to bring in business. We have nothing to do with highway infrastructure. Airport infrastructure, that's the county dictates what they're going to do with that. I do know that there's a four-lane highway directly outside of the airport entrance, which was designed and engineered to handle 70,000 cars a day and currently is handling 15,000. So
You don't think there'd be a capacity problem if what you're planning goes through?
No. And see, that's the beauty of all this. There's smart growth. See, the county is really in partnership with us. So when we're trying to go after, let's say, a manufacturer, for example, we'll discuss it with them and say, what do you think? Does this work with the long-term goals of the county? And if they say no, then we don't pursue it. It's almost like a marriage. It has to work for both parties.
A judge has to sign off on the bond issue, though. And there has been a filing by a couple of folks who live in the general area of the airport saying, okay, judge, we don't want you to approve this. Do you think that they did this on their own, or do you think that there were some other forces, Delta or anybody else, who are behind this?
My speculation, I'm not sure how important that is, but I would ask, you know, in my mind, it's what do these two individuals have to gain or lose? And it doesn't seem like they have anything to gain or lose in this. You know, one lives roughly 7 miles away, which is longer than the entire length of the city of Manhattan. The other lives in Hiram, which is even further away. So I'm not sure why they're doing this. I could understand if they live next to the airport, but I'm not what they're doing is actually just costing taxpayers a lot of money and time. And, you know, it's always easier to criticize than to create. These two individuals, to my knowledge, they don't even know what the plans are. So I don't know why they're doing this. If they had come and asked, at least did they get an understanding of what's being done and didn't like it. But just to out of the blue show up, it seems a little unusual to me.
So you think there's another hand at work here?
I think that's a question that you could ask them.
Brett Smith is managing director of Propeller Investments, which has signed a deal with Paulding County for the development of its airport and the renaming of it as Silver Comet Field. Mr. Smith, thanks so much for giving us this much time. We really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure, Dennis. Anytime.